All right.
Now to podcasting.
Now to something interesting. 400. Bad news, Adam.
What?
No guests this week.
Is this 400?
This is 400.
Oh, no.
But I got no, I didn't bother getting any. Well, I did try. I did, someone asked if we could get Chris Marquardt on the show.
Okay, by someone you mean me?
Did you mention that?
Well, I just thought maybe, you know, he could take my spot for this week.
Oh, yeah. You gotta be careful, Wally Pip. That's, you don't want that. Wow, the other one will be off the air, but two records in a row. But no, point being, real quick, Goldberg said no dice.
Oh, no.
No, just kidding. You know what? I didn't ask him.
Okay.
But no fanfare. Point is, no fanfare, just us. Oh. Maybe we'll do something special for
408. And, yeah.
Not four. Is it four? No, 416.
Sure.
416, we'll do something special.
Okay.
All right, well, let's enjoy 400. Hello and welcome to episode 400 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver.
What's going on, Adam?
Smoke just cleared.
The smoke? Oh man, I heard it's been a smoky, smoky summer.
Yeah, the air quality was the worst in the universe. Maybe just the world. Maybe just on Earth.
Yeah.
We were actually air quality worse than China for about 2 weeks.
Take that, Beijing.
Yeah. And we're also going to host the Olympics.
We did.
Oh, no.
You did.
Again, because China's going to host it again.
Okay, great.
Yeah. That's your world update. No, it was really, really bad.
Should we start again?
air quality was awful. I'm going to... you know, say how that leads into photography when we get to the photo challenge, but it just creates basically a feeling of overcast everywhere all the time, except for you get a headache, or at least I do. That's what the smoke does to me. You get a headache daily, and I guess it prevents some of those people from maybe exercising vigorously. So a lot of things were canceled, marathons and all of that fun stuff. People just weren't
outside. They canceled marathons?
Oh, yeah. They canceled triathlons. They canceled marathons. Whistler, this time of year, has all kinds of events. They canceled flights
in
every which direction.
What about Tough Mudder? They still toughed it out in Tough Mudder.
Yeah, they probably toughed it out. I don't know. I don't know this is the time of year for Tough Mudder, but I know a lot of outdoor racing events were canceled because of air quality.
Okay, so but did you mention why? I forget if...
Fires, lots and lots and lots of forest fires. Yeah, we had record low precipitation for the last, I guess, month and a half. And as a result, lightning strikes and whatnot, just fire upon fire and fire, more fire.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's like two summers in a row now.
Yeah, so now it's kind of getting to be a trend, but it does put a little bit of a damper on, you know, the fun outdoor activities that we have planned for the summer. So. Mm-hmm. For our vacation, it did affect it. I mean, we still were outside a lot, but yeah, at one day we were at a friend's place up in Kelowna, and you could literally catch ash from the sky. It was raining ash.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty off-putting. I've never seen that. Kind of feels like the end of the world when you're sitting outside catching ash. Yeah.
Le fin du monde.
Yeah. So I didn't take it
in France.
It does create a funny, weird light too at sunset, just because.
Right.
Well, even before sunset, when the 5 o'clock and the sun is still sort of, you know, well up overhead, it's a weird kind of just red that's coming through. Like you see this red circle in the sky, and it's 5 o'clock in the evening, and it just creates a weird sort of pinky soft light, which is interesting, but again, you don't want to see it day after day.
No, it'd be kind of funny. It'd be nice if it's like one day and you get some cool photos and then move on with yourself. That's one of the things. I mean, okay, thanks for pointing out the obvious, Alan. But one of my favorite things about summer is that sunshine and the bright, crisp blue skies.
Yeah, no blue skies.
That's what I hear. That's what I've talked to other people there who went up to, you know, Penticton and whatnot. And they said, yeah, it just got smoked in, which is pretty crazy. I mean, Penticton up in that area, that whole up in the interior, that whole area up there, you can expect. I mean, I used to spend summers up there all the time as a kid, and it was amazing. So hopefully this is not a trend. That's what I'm kind of hoping for. But
yeah, so from a positive standpoint, just let me say that it did clear. So the last couple of days have been clear and blue skies again, and you can breathe again. So for the tourism BC people, everybody, please come back. We're okay now.
But if you do need the masks, the breathing masks,
sure,
get them on Amazon.
Yeah,
click through our site and help us out.
Yeah.
Speaking of Amazon, did you buy masks?
No.
Did you buy anything?
No.
I'm going to update people because it is. Oh,
that's not true. I did buy something.
Okay.
The greatest thing ever.
Ooh.
It's called Spikeball. Have you seen or played Spikeball? Has it made its way to Europe?
Yeah. I see the guys at the pool playing it.
So fun. So fun. We bought it for our vacation. And we played the heck out of it. It is so fun. You'd actually...
It's the little mini trampoline that you put in the middle and everybody kind of throws the ball at it.
Well, it's 2-on-2 kind of beach volleyball, bump set spike rules. So you play 2-on-2 and it is fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll take your word for it. My introduction to it is the guys who were playing it seemed a little douchey. So I just associated the game with that.
Yeah. This would be... I think you would be well suited for... next year's baseball team to have this as a fun exercise at the end of games, like having a set of like everybody makes teams at the beginning of the year and then just having like a little 2-on-2 where you could kind of make fun of each other. And it is great hand eye and it is amazingly hard work considering you're not moving that far, but it is intense. Yeah.
Let me stop you there. First of all, the German guys do not like being taunted.
Okay. All right.
Which is so odd to me.
It's you can cheer for each other. You just cheer.
No, you don't. I don't know. I can't do it. I'm still going to taunt them, but they don't like it. Like it's the good natured ribbing is not a thing. It's baffling to me. Like they take it all very personally and kind of go get upset. So that's tough to do.
Okay. All right.
Also, we do have a post game sort of set up already. This sounds good. Like I'm going to try to introduce this. However, we usually play a round of fungal golf on the field.
Okay.
And then follow that up with the guys love to play beer pong.
Okay.
I am not of that generation.
Right.
I enjoy the beer pong. I enjoy the beer part of it and the pong part of it. But wow, are they into the rules of beer pong.
Okay.
So I think I might try to introduce bounce ball.
Spike ball.
And we'll see. So what does that kind of thing run you on Amazon?
I think in Canada, it's a bit pricey. It's cheaper in the US, but in Canada, I want to say it was like $75, something like that.
Oh, that sounds all right. For good times, what do you, come on.
Yeah, like I say, I and everyone else that has played it, because we introduced it to a bunch of people over the course of our holidays, different friends that we were hanging out with up on our vacation, and not a single person did not love the heck out of this game, and pretty much anyone can play. Obviously,
wait a second.
What?
Your sister-in-law?
She played, yeah. Jack played. Jack got actually quite good at it. Plus his hustle.
I understand Jack's going to like it.
His hustle factor is high. But yeah, I'd say everybody that tried, we had Lisa's parents tried it, but they thought it was a little too much moving around.
Sure, yeah.
And then, I mean, number of couples. We had a couples night spike ball just this week when we got back home because everyone's like, we're missing spike ball. So,
but didn't it get in the way of washers?
Oh, there's no wash. This is way more fun than washers.
So you retired washers?
I don't think with the crew that we had, you couldn't compare the two. Washers is fine, but washers is a very slow paced, laid back game. This year, you're getting exercise here. This is a sweat.
Yeah, no, I understand. That's why I bring it up.
Okay. Yeah, better. The seniors would be better suited to washers for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seniors or never mind. We'll talk off the air.
Okay.
It's, you know, people don't need to hear the dirty laundry.
Okay.
I also Amazoned yesterday and got a new shotgun mic from a DSLR.
Okay.
The little one, the Rode makes one called the Video Micro.
Okay.
Which fits very nicely on the Canon DSLR, the Mark III, and also fits very well on the X100. And so far, it just showed up yesterday, and the cable, I had to order a separate cable so I could plug it into the X100 because it's got a smaller plug.
Gotcha.
And that literally showed up like an hour ago, so I haven't really put it through its paces, but initial tests, it's pretty awesome mic. And that doesn't solve all my problems. I like to get the mic, you know, on people on a boom or on a wireless, but for some run and gun stuff, I kind of need an on-camera mic, and also sort of to pick up a scratch track. Like if I'm recording using like a lav mic, I don't have, you know, I'm not jam syncing time code, which means it's difficult to sync. However, you can sync it up. The waveforms will line up in whatever program you're using. You can automatically sync it, provided you have a solid scratch track, meaning that a decent on-camera track that you won't use, but you'll just use it for sync purposes later.
Gotcha.
But it also will do a decent job. It'll do a decent job of catching ambient audio. So,
how much are we talking? Yeah, how much are we talking?
I think it was 53 euros.
Okay, so not bad.
Which
so
is wildly cheap for a mic.
Probably in Canada, probably be $200.
No, I think it's a little bit more. I think it's around, I'm going to say $75 or something like
that. Oh, that's it?
Yeah, $80 maybe. Yeah, it's really. I can't wait to put it through. It comes with the I forget what it's called, but the mount that goes on, like the hot shoe mount with mm-hmm. the noise isolating, and it comes with a plug that goes into the like a 1/8 inch to 1/8 inch. But the Fuji X100 has a even smaller plug, whatever that's called, however many mils that is, and so I thought, oh man, I'm gonna have to buy an adapter. But turns out instead of an adapter, I can actually just buy the actual cable itself that's got the 1/8 inch on one end and then the small one on the other end. So it's the exact same cable.
Right.
Now I have two cables instead of messing around with, you know, an extra plug.
Gotcha.
So I got that. And then I got something not photo related, unless I'm in the photos. I bought a dumbbell set.
Okay.
Just because I always kind of wanted that around the house, having some dumbbells I can basically kind of stay somewhat in shape over the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that goes. See how my shoulders look at Christmas time.
Okay.
I just more so, I bought them just to watch the Amazon guy, the delivery guy, show up with them.
Right.
And hurt his back.
Maybe delivering my maybe bag. Has a dolly.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll find out on Monday, man. So that's it. That's Amazon. I'll click through our site. So you back into the swing of things? Summer's over?
Yep, back in the swing of things.
How does it feel, summer being over?
When does summer officially end?
Oh, not for 3 more weeks.
Oh, okay. So it's not over yet. But I've got my head mentally in the right space now, I think. Kids will go back to school next week, so that's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny how that you're excited to see them, and then after like, I don't know, like 12 hours, you're like, wow, is it school yet? You guys, no?
Yeah, school's also the mark of like a lot of their activities again. So, you know, baseball mm-hmm. finished more than a month ago. Hockey starts when school starts. So that's good for Jack. Sarah has the summer off from dance. So September marks also the start of dance again. So a lot of it is their activities start up again, which I think is good. Mm-hmm. They had a nice break, but again, my kids like to be busy, and so it's good. I don't like them having too much time and sitting around the house saying, we're bored, where are we going? So this is a good thing that school and their activities marks, like, we have zero time for anything, and I generally prefer that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, again, I like a break for a month, which we had, but I like things being busy.
I hear you. Same with our kids. Our kids, we just got back from Italy, which we'll talk about that this in the next episodes, actually. We're going to talk a little bit more about the photography side of the Italy trip and all that, and your vacation as well. But it was a lot of that little, like, my kids were, I'm hungry. You're not hungry. You're just a little bit bored.
Yeah.
Which is weird because we're at the beach and it's awesome. So But here you go. Here's some white bread. Enjoy. Speaking of which, man, I'm currently on day three of the detox from Italy, and wow, it's tough.
When are you just drinking some weird kind of like juice or something?
No. I just stopped eating the things. First of all, that's why I drank a lot of wine and beer while I was there.
Gotcha.
Because why not? We were camping at the beach, and thus we weren't driving anywhere, and we're in Italy. So guess what they have? Wine, and their beer is okay too. And nothing to write home about, but I like beer, turns out.
Sure.
And so I had that. And then, you know, you have some spaghetti and pizza because you're there.
Yeah.
Which I don't normally eat. And then the big thing is you go for the sweets. You go for all the Italian cookies and biscotti and all that.
Sure.
So now I'm not on any special detox. I just stopped eating the sweets.
Gotcha.
But it's... No offense to people out there in actual detox. That sounds probably harder, but I'm not enjoying it.
Okay.
Yeah. Tomorrow's another day, though.
Right.
Okay, off topic entirely. I have no way to segue to this. I am so proud of my daughter and her listening. Okay, I shouldn't put it that way because she doesn't listen to a thing I say. But her ability to discern things orally. Like listening wise.
Okay.
And a little background quickly. I have always been the voice recognition guy, like my whole life. Like you'd see a commercial come on with a voiceover, like for Ford trucks or something like that. And like, yeah. Oh man, people are like, who is that voice? I always knew who that voice was.
Okay.
Like, well, yeah, of course that's, you know, Kramer or whoever it was.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, exactly. Like I would always, could pick that up very quickly. And so, so the other day, a couple nights ago, the kids are in bed. Wife and I are watching a movie, and it's hard to find a movie that we can both watch. Nay, it's impossible. It's not possible.
Okay.
So have you heard of this movie? There's a movie on Netflix that everyone was raving about, and I had not heard of it. I heard very little about it, but I was like, oh, well, everyone's raving about it. We'll check it out. Maybe it's for us. Maybe it's not. Turns out it's not, by the way.
Okay.
Just so you're not confused. But it's called To All the Boys I've Loved Before.
Okay.
Okay, so you've never heard of it.
Maybe I've passed it on Netflix, but yeah. It's not something that's in my stream of consciousness.
No, but it's pretty kitschy. And I thought, okay, well, maybe my wife and I can watch it. It's filmed in Vancouver, which I always like being over here. And whatnot. So we started watching it, and sure enough, it is not for me at all. So I kind of left the room and checked out. However, during this time, my daughter, who was supposed to be sleeping, had snuck downstairs and was kind of standing outside the room, just kind of listening for about 60 seconds, just listening.
Mm-hmm.
And then we saw her, and I went to put her to bed, and she said, what were you watching? And I said, oh, it's just a movie. And she said, oh, I thought you were watching Beezus and Ramona. Okay. About 3 months earlier, I had tried to watch a movie called Beezus and Ramona with her, a kid's movie.
Yeah, I think my kids have seen it.
Yeah, I'm sure they have. It's the famous books, right? Beverly Cleary, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we watched about 20 minutes of that movie, and it got too scary for my daughter, which is awesome. Like, she's seven and just scared by everything always. The point is, we didn't watch very much of it. But she said to me, she said, oh, I thought you were watching Beezus and Ramona. And I thought, well, good for you. The dad in both movies is played by the exact same actor.
Oh.
So in that very, very brief time, she heard like one line of dialogue from John Corbett and instantly made the connection to a movie she saw 20 minutes of.
Wow, that's just good voice recognition right there.
Yes. Does not recognize my voice.
Yeah.
When I tell her to do something.
I'm not good at that voice recognition thing at all. Like, I always like, who is that? Who is that? I think I'm like probably 90% of the people when it comes to that. But mm-hmm. I have the facial recognition part where I can remember placing somebody that I saw once face on a bus when I see them in a mall a month or 2 months later.
Ooh, that sounds terrible.
It's weird. It's weird. I'm like, yep, that's the guy I saw wherever. And I'm like, never talked to the person on either occasion. Just the face sticks and then I can place it again.
Did you go up to them? Hey, were you on the bus like 3 months ago?
Yeah, I just need to confirm this for my my journal, my log entry that says how many faces I recognize in random places. But yeah, it's kind of weird. Or
that is that's yeah, a, that
in a you big should crowd
be working for the CIA.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never figured out the application. Maybe that's it. Maybe some sort of undercover operation. But yeah, just a weird memory for the faces. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll team you up with my daughter and you
guys be a fighting duo. Super team.
Is that John Corbett? I don't know. I can't hear him. That's unclear to me. I guarantee what's going to happen tomorrow, though. You're going to bump into John Corbett downtown. They're shooting. If they're shooting in Vancouver, I don't know if they're still shooting. I thought it was a series. It's not a series, but anyway, next time you bump into John Corbett, tell him to listen to episode 400. He's in it.
Okay.
Yeah. So. There's that. Two last quick stories about, and this isn't even about the Italy stuff that we'll talk about later. You heard about the bridge collapse, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. That was kind of crazy. We weren't far.
Wow.
Turns out. I mean, I don't want to big this up in any way. Like, it wasn't like we were in imminent danger or something like that. We were a couple, when that happened, we were about 2 hours away, and not exactly going through Genova. But or Genoa or whatever, however we pronounce it in the West, we're actually literally, I'm not even joking, literally 5 minutes from Clooney's house in Italy. He famously has a big mansion on the lake.
On your way to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we were on the way to Clooney's house.
Right. Yeah.
No, he wasn't inviting us.
Okay.
Which is kind of a bummer because I found out later it was in the newspaper or something like that I guess I guess Prince Harry and Adam Sandler or somebody were there, and I was like, oh man, bummer. We could have hung out, right? But
right.
No. The point is where he lives turns out is about like it's a good stopover point for us to drive from Tubingen down to where we were going in Tuscany on the coast. It's about, it says a 10-hour drive, but with traffic and other little things, it adds up. It turns into longer, right?
Okay.
So a good stopover point is right when you cross the border from Switzerland into Italy is at a place called Lake Como. And there's a little town that you can stop at and stay the night. We were going to stay there, except we ended up, long story short, we did not stay. We ended up kept driving, drove all the way through. But so when that happened, when the bridge collapsed, we were there about a couple hundred kilometers away, but drove down right through by the mountains there. And I ended up driving through that storm, the storm that brought that bridge down. We drove through that storm. We were about 60 kilometers away through the mountains. But we had not heard about the collapse. All I knew was I'm driving through the mountains in Italy and it is stormy as hell. Like the rain is just coming down in sheets, right?
Right.
And we're up in the mountains, and the Italians drive like insane lunatics as it is. That's a fact. Write it down. And so we have the RV, and I'm just white knuckling it like this. There's hydroplaning everywhere. There's already been some like a few mudslides and stuff has given out. Like crews are there cleaning it up already.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm really nervous, and I was like, I can barely see a thing. The roads are flooding. What do I do? Like, I was like, do I pull over? Like, I pull over at a rest stop and wait this out. But if this continues and the roads get worse, then I'm not getting out of here. Or what do you do? What do you just kind of take it easy and kind of glide down the hill or, you know? So we pressed on, but I white knuckled it for about an hour of just, oh no.
Yeah.
Just brutal. And then found out we got to the campground. Many hours later, and a bunch of texts from people. Hey, are you okay? Are you okay? Yeah. Why? Like we didn't know.
Yeah.
But it turns out that the bridge collapsed. So that's kind of ungood.
Okay.
Anyways, no fun. So that's it. And then last, maybe I'll save the other story for because it's a question. It's a question for you and a bit of a rant. So we'll go into that next time.
Okay.
Before we get into the shoot, anything interesting? One quick note is Nikon announced their mirrorless camera offerings.
Okay.
Did you see it?
No.
Apparently, well, I could care less. I'm not a Nikon guy. I'm not going to be a Nikon guy. No reason other than I started out as a Canon. You sort of continue as a Canon. It's rare, very rare to switch. Nikon's awesome. Canon's awesome. Everybody's awesome. I'm not starting fights.
Right.
But apparently Canon is getting set to announce their lineup of mirrorless cameras potentially in a week.
Oh.
Which is very good, which is exciting news for me because it kind of vindicates me for not buying the Mark IV.
Okay.
If you remember a little while ago we talked, I was going to buy the Mark IV and then I didn't and held off and decided to buy a used Mark III, which will get me then through the next couple of years, you know, while this whole mirrorless thing sorts itself out. And, you know, so Canon's new offerings will be amazing. Everybody loves their dual pixel autofocus. They say it is just amazing technology. It's great for video, which I'm assuming will show up in the mirrorless offerings. And so yay to me for not diving down that 5D Mark IV rabbit hole.
Now, do you think that the lenses will be usable?
Yes, they'll be. I'm assuming they'll be usable with an adapter, which will be fine. But ultimately, they'll come out with, you know, lenses that are designed specifically for that system, which will be good. I mean, you know, I don't know what that means to your existing lenses. Like, if you want to sell them, is the price going to plummet? Maybe, probably. How will it go with the adapter? I mean, so far, people who have the adapter to use their Canon lenses with the Sony A7 III and whatnot are very happy with them. But ultimately, I mean, part of the mirrorless experience for me is the compact nature of it.
Right.
And so I would kind of like, you know, a couple dedicated lenses for that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I sometimes you bite it when technology changes like this. I mean, people did with their Canon FD lenses, like however long ago, 30 plus years ago when autofocus came in, they announced they went from their FD lenses, which, you know, like you used on the old film cameras, they just completely revamped it.
Right.
And that was that. And you couldn't use them. And, you know, the world marched on.
Right.
So looking forward to hearing what they have to offer and knowing that I'm probably not going to have to buy one for at least a year, maybe more, and things will kind of, you know, any initial growing pains will sort themselves out by then.
What it also, I think, means is that for people like myself and maybe a lot of our listeners who, you know, might be on the fence about buying any new equipment, especially lenses in the near future, might be just like, I just hold off if you don't really, really need anything and just see where things go before you invest in your kit.
Yep. Says the guy who's looking to buy, still looking to buy a 24-105 for video shooting.
Oh, yeah.
But no, you're right. If besides that, no, I would hold off because if this does happen, I don't know that you'll see a lot of people, a lot of photographers jumping ship right away. But once the shift starts to happen, I would expect the used prices on lenses to come down on the existing, like the EF mount.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe people will still ask for, you know, the full price, no tax.
Yeah, that's probably how it'll go.
could be. But anyways, it's very exciting. I'm looking forward to it. It's, you know, I imagine the Canon's going to have basically a full frame 4K version and which is kind of exciting and, you know, go from there.
Okay.
All right. In the terms of shoot anything interesting, I'm going to talk about mine in a future episode.
Okay. Me too.
Okay. So we can skip over that and get right into the photo challenge already.
Sure.
This week is the monthly photo challenge for August and it was Blue Hour. Why did I pick Blue Hour, do you think?
I don't know.
Awesome. Way to engage.
Yeah. I feel like you chose it because we were going on vacation and figuring that, you know, we're going to be out in the evenings outside, especially between camping. Mm-hmm. And I spend time at the lake just thinking, hey, we're going to see a lot of great blue hour.
Yep. That's part of it. It's the end of the evening, but it's also kind of the end of the summer.
Okay.
As well. And that's where we're coming to. End of the summer vacation. I know we have 3 more weeks till the solstice, But, you know, it is the symbolic end when the kids go back to school and everyone kind of winds down. The evenings start to get a little cooler, which is kind of what's happening. You start to see the sunset earlier. But it's also one of my favorite times to shoot photos. Like, I really, really like that. I like Magic Hour a lot, but I also like Blue Hour. It's such a different tone immediately after Magic Hour. Such a humongous shift in a matter of 3 minutes. So with that, let's have a look at the, what did you say, seven submissions this month.
Wow.
The guy
that's
who
big. We're growing. We're growing, everybody.
I'm worried we're going to blow up Instagram. all kidding aside, though, I have seen some of our listeners liking the photos of other listeners. Are you following me?
Yeah.
Meaning that whole interaction that I talked about listeners interacting with each other is happening.
Okay.
Which is kind of the point. So I'm glad to see that. So that's a good takeaway for me. Adam could care less.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't care. I hate everybody. Right.
Well, yeah, good point. So with that, we're going to go start off in no particular order, except here it is, DMAC14609. Is that Jenny?
Maybe. I don't know.
Wow, that took a while, that one.
Yeah, I was looking at the picture. Sorry, I wasn't thinking about your reference for the first All few right, seconds Tommy. There. Yeah.
Tommy Two Tone. Yes, this is obviously, well, I look at this, I think Webster Park, obviously.
Sure.
I have no idea where that is, but where is Webster? Ontario.
Oh, really? Does it say that somewhere in there?
At the bottom, hashtag, it took me a while, hashtag Ontario.
Yeah.
But on the New York side.
Okay.
I'm guessing that little bit in the front is probably like what's left of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Okay.
No?
I don't think so. Do you like the photo?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I like
I got news for you. I've already looked at them. I'm going to like every single one of these. And not because I'm sucking up to get 8 entries next month. I find it hard to go wrong at Blue Hour.
Okay. Yeah, no,
where did he go wrong?
He didn't. I like this.
Where would some people who need to get their own opinions think he went wrong? There's one major, major mistake here that I don't think is a mistake. It does not bug me.
Okay, I don't see the mistake.
Well, it's not a mistake. I'm not labeling it a mistake. I want to be perfectly clear on this. I do not agree with 99.9% of people who talk about it.
Is this something to do with the horizon line?
Being dead center.
Yeah.
Does it bug you?
No, it doesn't bug me at all.
Yeah. Controversy averted.
Okay.
I've always been told, you don't put it. No, there are times like I don't always put it in the middle. Like it's very rare that I would do that. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes it shows up there because I don't really care. In this case, I like it. I like what's going on. I like the fact that he caught that little wave exploding in the front. I like there's a little bit of foreground that goes off in the distance. The clouds are nice. Like I said, really, I think what is kind of, say, challenging about liking this is that it probably wasn't, the hardest part of this photo was getting there. For him, I mean.
Like just being in the actual spot.
Like physically driving or riding your bike there was the hardest part. Like this, when you shoot at this hour, it's kind of easy to not mess this up.
Mm-hmm.
And so people don't get enough credit for it being a good image like that, but I like this.
Yeah, and the other thing is sometimes your camera, especially if you're shooting on auto white balance, sometimes will mess with you. It'll decide to,
indeed.
Warm it up to 7,000 and then change the color tones completely.
Yep, and if you're not shooting raw, you're basically SOL. And yeah. So yeah, you want to be careful of that. I wonder, did you, first of all, DMAC, did you shoot this on raw or JPEG? Did you shoot it on manual? And if you did shoot it on JPEG, you obviously shot it on manual white balance.
Mm-hmm.
Or one of the presets, basically.
Yeah.
But I also like that there's still that little tiny hint of sun in the picture on the horizon. That little flare.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. All right, next up is Link Shoots. And this is Utah again. Get a lot of Utah from Link Shoots. I guess he lives there.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of this one?
I like the photo. It don't feel as blue about this being Blue Hour, but again,
it changes because now that's the coastal atom. Because you're used to Blue Hour looking a certain way,
mm-hmm.
and this is the sun probably heading down behind the peak there,
mm-hmm.
and thus it's different. I noticed the Blue Hour here in Tübingen, not being at the coast, is much different than it is on the coast. Like I shot mine in Italy, but I've also shot a lot of Blue Hour in Vancouver, where we get, you know, an amazing, amazing effect. So it is different here. Now, okay, I'll let you go. You explain what's going on.
I don't know. They're looking at mountains.
No. You explain to me what you said, why you don't feel it's Blue Hour.
I don't know. It just the color temperature doesn't seem right for Blue Hour.
It might he might have warmed it up, or yeah. The camera may have warmed it up, like you just said.
Yeah, that's what I think's happened. And then the other thing that's just a little bit off to me is it seems like this is a photo where the background has been blown out, and then he brought it back in post.
Possibly.
Just based on the way the clouds and the sky looks, like this is what it looks like to me when you blow that out too much, and then you drag the highlights back down, and you bring the mm-hmm. shadows up. So I feel like just something in terms of the exposure doesn't seem right, or maybe there was a bunch of smoke there like there was where I was vacationing.
Could be. So he says it's the last of the day's sunset glow illuminates the sunset peak while the rising moon lights up the swirling. So the moon is lighting up the clouds?
I don't know.
So I'm guessing I had thought originally when I saw this that the sun was in behind the peak, but now maybe it's not. Maybe it's in front. And it's the very last little bit of it, and that's the moon, because he says it's a 20-second exposure. Okay. Right. Either way, I'd like to see it a little more blue.
Okay, me too.
There we go. All right, Christopher Hand.
Love it. Love this
used
one.
Used to teach history, actually. Did you know that?
No.
At Ridgemont High.
Oh, that's
right. Aloha, Mr. Hand. Good for him.
Was Mr. Hand's name Christopher?
I think it was Mr.
Okay, Mr. Hand. Okay, so who knows? Yeah.
Remember when they decided to do, you probably don't remember this. I barely remember that. I'm not allowed to watch it, of course, but they tried to spin that off into a TV series.
I did not know that.
And then, I think you can find the pilot on YouTube. I'm just remembering this now in real time. And I think the only actor they got back, I think Mr. Hand, Ray Walston, I think is his name. I think he's the only one who came back. And then the guy who played Spicoli was one of my favorite actors from the 80s, who was in a bunch of stuff. You know who he is. You just don't know his name. Dean Cameron.
Yeah, I don't know his name.
Summer School. Probably know him from Summer School.
Okay, I loved that movie.
Yes, and he was good in that. And he's good in a whole bunch of movies. And I seem to think they got him for the pilot. Well, this has nothing to do with the photo of the fence, though.
Okay. I like this, though. I love photos like this with just the way the depth goes and the way the shadows bleed into the light, and just everything works here. I like it.
I like so much about this. First of all, I don't understand why this particular white fence has not caught on in Germany or Europe at all. Like this is a North America thing. We don't see them here, and I love them. I just love the aesthetic of this white fence.
Okay. Which is,
I mean, you see them everywhere. You see them, you know, in Richmond. You go down to South Richmond. You know, in the big, you know, farm areas. They're down there.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a pleasing thing. Photographically, it works great. And this reminds me of being there or out, like down by the dike, down by the South Dike. You know, those big estates down there. It's a pretty awesome place to be at this hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or out in what Langley used to be, you know, not now, but back in the old day, this is kind of what you could be out. It would be a great summer evening.
Sure.
And so that's what I like here. He's got a great, great depth. Like you say, I like where the light is coming from. on that fence. Like, we're seeing, he's basically short lighting that fence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I really, really like. It's nice and blue. Like, it's not over blue. You know, it wasn't like, oh yeah, I'll just ramp it down to like 3,200 Kelvin and make it blue. This is how it looks. You can see like the street light there has got that little, probably some sort of a sodium burning thing. So it's that yellowy tint in there. And then that is what the shadows look like.
Yep.
This coming from the colorblind guy who you know, can't tell red from green, but those greens of the grass have a blue tint to them in my eyes anyways.
Yep.
I like it. Like what's going on.
Agreed.
We should have picked something a little more controversial.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Frank Pang. Is there any Frank Pangs around?
No. Oh, he can do blue hour.
Frankie.
Yeah. Maybe he'll come in late, but not going to happen. All right, so next up is J.G. Stites from Oak Island, North Carolina. This is the pier at sunrise.
Okay.
My only gripe with this one, I'll start.
Okay.
I could see the end of the pier, the right end, like the ocean end. I wouldn't mind seeing where it ends.
Sure.
I don't want to guess. I'm not going to Google Oak Island Ocean Crest Pier. I mean, I could.
Yeah, I agree. Again, that was my only nitpick with this is I really like the colors. I really just love how the water looks. And yeah, just the blues are fantastic and sort of, you know, where the sand, I'm guessing that's sand because it looks so smooth meets the water. But the only thing that I would have changed was just the perspective. Like, it's a little bit too flat to me. So kind of if this was shot in the same kind of angle as the previous one, the fence, sort of looking down, I think unless there's something there that you're trying to hide, if you look down that pier, so just by moving 50 feet in towards the pier and shooting that way, I think this photo goes from good to fantastic.
Now, I'm going to give him, I agree fully with what you just said. I'm going to give him extra credit, though. He does get a bump up. This is sunrise blue hour.
Ooh, wow.
That's so good. JG, you're already better than me.
Yeah, that's true.
Just I agree. For that.
I agree with that. He's better than you.
Yeah. And I don't actually recognize that name, so I'm guessing this is if I missed it, I'm sorry, but if this is the first time, welcome.
I think he accidentally posted this. I think he meant to post it on Marquardt's monthly Instagram. I think he was
trying to DM this to Frank Pang. Oh man, did not mean to. I mean, speaking of accident, I don't know. I you know, I'm not on the Facebook really anymore, right?
Right, me either.
Like, the hosers don't do it and whatnot. I was thinking of coming out of reach. Like, I still have my account. Like, still there. I haven't deleted it. I just
don't use it. Yeah.
Okay, but here's I'm going to treat Facebook for the next month. I don't know if I'll do this or not, but this is what I imagine for the month of September. Treating my Facebook update thing as if it was my Google search. And so I would just, like, as if I was making a mistake, I was mistakenly trying to search Google, but was instead putting it on Facebook. And then I would just start doing random searches and see what kind of response I get.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
Like, I would say, like, you know, just my update would be, how do I get rid of offensive foot odor? And then just start getting more and more obscure as the month goes on and just see what sort of result that gets.
I like it.
Yes. Is midget tossing illegal in Germany?
Also good.
Okay. And then the last one would probably be like, does the Ocean Crest Pier ever end?
Oh, yes.
Important. Does it just go on?
Yeah, forever.
Okay, so next one up, JC Russo. Looks like he followed our advice.
Yeah, that's funny because I didn't actually look ahead to see this.
No, me neither.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
So, yeah, we see the end of this. This is obviously Fisherman's Pier in Belmar, New Jersey. I've never been to, have you ever been to New Jersey?
No, I have not.
Me neither. It kind of sounds like it would be awesome, though. I bet you the Jersey Shore is kind of awesome, except for the guys who, that was the name of the show, right? What was those guys who, the goofballs who did the reality show?
I don't know.
Wasn't there some sort of like an MTV show where a bunch of...
Oh, the Jersey thing? Jersey Shore?
Yeah.
Is that right? Jersey Shore.
Is it called Jersey Shore?
Or I think they've got like 10 different versions now and they have different names for them, but I think that was the original, was Jersey Shore.
Okay, so outside of those numbnutses, can I say that on this show? That's okay, right?
Yeah, numbnuts is good, I think.
Yeah, okay. Yes, outside of those people who I've only ever seen on like in news clips, it sounds like the Jersey Shore would actually be a lot of fun.
Okay.
So we should go there. Let's do a road trip. You and me.
Okay, Jersey Shore.
Leave the kids. Leave the wives. Leave the kids. Yeah, I'll go to Atlantic City. Springsteen talks about it. It must be good.
Right.
Anyways, based on this, it looks good. This looks like it could be on the poster for Jaws.
Sure. I like this too. My only beef with this is in some of the hashtags. Like, not only too many hashtags for my preference, some of them, like he's got hashtag IG masterpiece, so maybe overselling it a little bit. There's another one.
Wait a second, where is that? I'm not seeing that.
This is in the under all the all the hashtags. Yeah, yeah. And then hashtag sky porn. Okay. Sky porn? Really? Really, JC? Sky porn?
Oh.
Not sure about that. I like the photo. You might be overestimating the quality of this photo. Good.
Wow. That's bold.
Not sky porn.
Oh, I thought you were going with masterpiece was the sticking point, but it's the sky porn you're going with.
Well, I think the two of those maybe leave those off next time.
But maybe they get him, you know, likes.
Maybe.
Maybe three of those 63 likes are from Skyporn fans.
Or in this case, I'm taking my like off.
Oh no, I'm keeping mine on.
I'm de-liking it. Actually, I didn't like it in the first place.
Yeah, no, I take care of the Instagram stuff for the show. I know, I do that part.
All right.
Yeah, no, I didn't read all those. Yeah. Insta Sky, but these might be things. I don't know. I'm the wrong person to ask. If we can get two additional submissions to next month's just by hashtagging it two hoser Skyporn, I'm going to say no. I don't want to meet the guy who is into two hoser Skyporn.
That's true. Yeah, me either.
Yeah, I'm not in the market. What I like about this photo, besides seeing the end of the pier, is the little foam at the beginning, at the start of the beach there, very, very dark, kind of like you look how the sand is very dark and blends right into that foam, and then we get the reflection of the bluest reflection on the water, which then really blends into like the horizon line. Like, mm-hmm. it's such a smooth transition that it reminds me of sky porn. That was Luke Skywalker's original name, by the way. Yeah. Ron Skyporn.
All right. That's good. Yeah. Good piece of Star Wars trivia that I didn't know.
Yeah. All right. Next up is Bob Bernal Jr. Now, ooh, this is a good one.
I like this one.
Yeah. This is great. Santa Monica Pier, summer nights. Although I'm guessing it's just summer night. Probably not plural, if I'm going to nitpick. Let's go through his hashtags real quick. Those seem landmark, pier. Yep. Legit. Yep.
I'm okay with all of those. Yeah, all of those are good.
The French one, La Nightlife. That one's fine. Okay. They're all good. Okay. No, I like this a lot. I like the framing of it, where the blue sky goes. This looks like a lot of fun. I kind of wish I was down there.
Yeah. Yeah. Great shot.
Is that the moon? See the moon there?
Sure.
Probably Venus or a dead pixel. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Top left.
Yep.
But this is the right time of night when you get that nice orange belt across the horizon, up into the blue sky. You've been to the Santa Monica Pier, I'm guessing.
I have, yeah.
And at this hour, and this is kind of what it feels like.
We went during the daytime, so I haven't been at night. But I'm gonna imagine I was there at this time, and this is exactly how it feels.
Okay, but you've been to other places in Los Angeles at this time, right?
Yes.
Obviously, yeah. No, you just skip that. You just show up in the morning, catch the flight out at 5.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
No, of course. No, but being at Disneyland at this hour, like there's that kind of feeling in the air of, you know, being when you're down in Los Angeles down there, it's kind of like that, the climate, because it's, you know, pretty warm during the day and it's starting to cool off, but it's still nice. Your t-shirt, shorts, walking around. This is a pretty nice time to be down there. mm-hmm. at Blue Hour. So I love it. And I love all the like the lights that he included.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just that nature. That makes the photo, I think, in this case.
All right. So far it's been 6 good ones. I think it's just only fair that we are negative about one. So Ferrat, Staten, Spiker.
Yeah.
Seriously, what you doing?
Yeah, you blew it.
Just honest to God, this is not Sky Porn at all. No, I disagree. Very good. I like this one.
I like it as well.
Yeah. So I think there's a lot more effort in this one because he actually posted a making of pic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, getting ready for it. So he took an iPhone photo of his camera on a tripod, getting ready to take this pic.
Wow.
So, and this is not far from my house. I did not even know about it. I don't think it's far from my house. Oh, no, it is. Never mind, it is. It's way up in, I think it's way up in northern Germany, in Bietigheim. So I'll have to find out where that is, because I was like, I thought, wow, how have I not seen this? Why have I not photographed this? Because it's 6 hours away. But you know who could photograph this? Chris Marquardt.
Okay, all right.
It's up by his house.
Okay, Chris, get on it.
I'm going to ask him, well, the whole reason, I didn't even tell you way back when, the whole reason Chris Marquardt isn't on the show on episode 400 mm-hmm. is, he said he would, but he's in Ireland right now on a tour, leading a tour. Also, he didn't care. Hashtag don't really care.
Yeah.
So I like what's going on here. I think, you know what I've done with this one just to mess with everybody. I might've flipped this 180. I made the reflection be the sky and just see what happens.
Okay.
Because maybe the reflection is slightly more interesting than the actual thing.
Right.
That could be me.
Yeah. I like the actual thing.
Yeah. Forget what I just said.
I like archways.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan of viaducts. So there is that. All right. So that's it. Those are the listener submissions. Thank you very much. Great job. I wish we could be more negative. It's kind of funnier, but I like them. Okay. Let's get into ours real quick before we end this debacle.
Okay.
All right. So having a look at your submission, this is your son baseball practice, I'm guessing.
Well, last night he needed a fix for baseball. We haven't played baseball mm-hmm. for a while because holidays and being away. So he wanted to go out in the evening and hit some balls. And so we went to the park, and then after sun went down, mosquitoes came out. I forced him to do a quick pose for a Blue Hour shot. So this is what we came up with in the 38 seconds. I got a massive mosquito bite on the side of my head while we set this shot up. And, mm-hmm. That's it. 50 mil. I want to say around F2.8, something like that. Standing pretty close range, and the end.
Well, you got, I'm going to give you extra couple points for the mosquito bite.
Yeah.
Because I hate them. I hate mosquito bites.
Me too. But basically bounced it for daylight 5,000 Kelvin, or maybe just 5,100, something like that. And this is a simple snapshot. I mean, I guess it's a portrait, but it was just a snapshot. I did not do anything other than say, I want it to be around f.2.8 and then snap the photo.
And you got some, looks like headlights in the background.
Yep. Yeah. I liked that. The car just was there. So I got the headlights there and
it makes it.
Put the baseball batting cage, or the, whatever you want to call it, the backstop in the background. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Now I had grand aspirations of doing a Blue Hour at the lake, but as I spoke earlier, it was a smoky, situation. And so Blue Hour did not look like Blue Hour. And so right. I did post the one photo of my son at Blue Hour jumping off of the dock. So this is after sun went down completely and balanced the same, 5,000 light, and that's what it looks like of him jumping into the dock. So it is so dark at this point that that was with the 5D Classic, the one where he's jumping off the dock. I think I had mm-hmm. to push the camera to ISO 800 and shoot mm-hmm. this at f1.6 or something in order to...
Even still, you got like a maybe a 180th of a second.
Not even. I think it was about something like 160, a slow shutter speed. So this was the situation. It was so dark, and so that's what blue hour looks like when it's smoky all the time. So it didn't really feel blue hour, which is why I went and shot the one at the park last night.
Fair enough. That's okay. I do find the one of Jack diving in more interesting for the imperfections that we talk about.
Yeah, it is absolutely more interesting. It's a better photo, I think. I just wanted to have blue hour, so therefore I did the other one. I felt like that wasn't blue hour enough.
Very reasonable.
Okay.
All right. So here's mine. Taken literally the split second that the sun has dipped below the horizon, like right on the money.
Right.
So there.
I like it. It's a good photo.
Thank you. It's this is the 5D classic with the 85 mil.
Mm-hmm.
And took it out in, this is in the Mediterranean or the Ligurian Sea. I don't know what they call it, but the point is, this is the Mediterranean, the west coast of Italy. We were camping near the beach, and so I had my camera on hand a lot. Didn't love taking it down to this particular beach, actually, because there was a lot of, you know, a couple days there's the wind blowing and whatnot. We'll talk about that next week. But this one, I took the camera out there right at sunset, had the kids come out, and shot this at around, I think it was an f2.8, which is why the depth of field is so narrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and part of that was, I think there were still some people in the background, and I kind of wanted them gone.
Right.
Not from the photo. I just meant from, you know, my life.
Right.
And so, you know, rather than ask them all to leave, because this beach extended quite far, you know, probably all the way to Sicily, as far as I know. So it was, you know, quite a ways down, but I knew I could blur it out. And again, with the foreground kind of melts off. And so they're there. We get a nice bluish background, which I set at white balance of like 5,000, same mm-hmm. thing for daylight. But right at that last flick of just as the sun goes down, it's kind of lighting up some of the clouds on the horizon, which is what causes that yellow light on them, yet a blue light all around them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that, we always talk about the mixing the blue and the orange as a really pleasing effect, which we, you know, I did moments earlier during magic hour when the sun was still up. You know, if I position myself, the sun is off to my right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, the way the coastline goes down, I'm facing south, but the coastline kind of kicks out and then goes back around. So the sun's to my right, and normally, like, 5 minutes earlier, I was out with my back to the sun shooting mid that blue and orange, like the nice kind of blue sky in behind with the orange light, but as soon as this happened, I could shift around and shoot them straight on, and that's the result I got. But the key here is, do not be afraid to take your camera into the water.
Mm-hmm.
Not yeah. into the water, above the water.
Right.
But this is, as you can tell, like I am right at the water's level. And so my camera strap is around my neck. It's getting wet, but the camera is just millimeters above the water. And that's what provides this kind of angle, and really, you can really get in there. So don't be afraid to do that. Definitely have a camera that you can take out there. I wasn't shooting this with my X100 as much. I did take it out, but with the 5D Classic, I had no qualms about doing it.
Yeah, I agree. I did this all vacation long.
Yeah. And so ultimately, again, we'll talk more about that next week, but ultimately, I'm to pat myself on the back, I'm jazzed. I mean, a lot of it's my kids cooperated for half a second at the right half a second, which they aren't normal to do. And the fact that they were both in focus and the background was not, et cetera, a lot worked out here. So this one's going to go on the wall.
Oh, wow.
No, at your house.
Okay.
Yeah. So find a spot. I mean, big, it's going to be big. So,
okay.
But maybe where you're putting your projector wall, I'll put it up there.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right. That means monthly challenge for September. We have to issue one for there. And so you had suggested...
Yeah.
What did you suggest?
I suggested short lighting.
All right, back to midget tossing.
Yeah.
Can we say that? Is that bad?
Yeah, that's bad.
I don't think it is.
Okay.
Short lighting. So what do you want to tell people what that means? So they should just Google it or look back or go back and listen to some of our episodes where we talk about short lighting.
Any of the above. Google it, go back and listen. Yeah. I think you'll figure it out.
Yeah, do it. I agree. Plus we kind of mentioned it slightly on one of our challenge photos.
Yeah, and they've got a month to do this anyways. And so, yeah.
They have a month to not do this.
We expect at least 7 listeners to participate, including Frank Pang.
You're calling out Frank? Oh, and his daughter.
Yeah, that's 2 Pangs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything clever off the cuff. 1 Pang, 2 Pang. No.
All right.
I don't know. Great. Awesome. So yeah, that's a monthly challenge for September. Hashtag Hey Hosers or hashtag 2 Hosers Monthly Challenge on Instagram, and we will check that out. Challenge for next week, though. We need one of those. And I thought, hey, here's one in Adam's wheelhouse, but maybe not. Back to School.
Okay.
No, I mean reshoot the poster for the Rodney Dangerfield classic.
Oh, love that movie.
Oh, obviously the Triple Lindy.
I don't think it probably holds up. I haven't seen it in 15 years, but
very, very little holds up, Adam.
From the 80s. That's an 80s classic, though.
Pick a movie that actually holds up. I have
Goodfellas. Goodfellas holds up.
That's not the 80s, though.
Oh, okay. You're asking for an 80s
movie. For the 80s. What's a movie from the 80s? I mean, the aforementioned Fast Times at Ridgemont High does hold up.
Okay.
In my opinion.
E.T. holds up.
Haven't seen it in a long, long, probably 20 years.
I saw it maybe 3 years ago, and I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Okay. It's funny because while I was on vacation with my wife, I was explaining to her what a Kuahara was.
Okay.
And E.T. came up. Like, E.T. made the Kuahara popular.
Right.
And so, also Reese's Pieces, but... and the Speak and Spell. But there's a lot of stuff. Spielberg did a lot in 1982, but the Kuahara was... I had a Kuahara, so...
Okay.
Anyways, next week's challenge is Back to School, so we'll take care of that. Websites. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
You can find my stuff at AlanAttridge.com or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.